Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. We're going to go over to Johnson Memorial Health Services this morning and visit with Justine Flatham. Justine's an occupational therapist. Good morning, Justine.
Good morning, Paul.
Did you enjoy the snowy weather yesterday?
Nope. Not at all. I was kind of hoping for more of that spring weather.
Yep, that's for sure. Well, I guess it's a special day or special month in April, isn't it?
Yes, the month of April is Occupational Therapy Month.
Okay. And how many occupational therapists are there in the country? Do you know? Have any idea?
Oh, my goodness. I have no idea.
Okay. I'll have to Google that when we're done then.
There you go.
So, yeah, tell us a little bit about occupational therapy at Johnson Memorial Health Services, Justine.
Yeah, absolutely. So here at Johnson Memorial, we offer occupational therapy in the settings of inpatient, outpatient, swing bed, and then I actually work over at the care center too. So we have occupational therapy practices in the care center.
Do some people get kind of confused about what an occupational therapist is and a physical therapist?
Yes, so occupational therapy and PT work together very closely and we collaborate together on a lot of patients, but we are different professions. So in the settings for inpatient, swing bed, outpatient, and the care center, we all kind of work together and we do have similar patients. So for the different inpatient patients, we often work with like weakness or maybe like a stroke, different accidents, whether it's a car accident or a fall. Once they come into the inpatient, into the hospital, whether it's just through a clinic visit, which turns into like a inpatient, otherwise going through the ER, we'll often work on like regaining strength and then regaining function as well. So when there's like an accident or when they're is something going on, we'll lose our ability to do those everyday tasks that we talked about before. So the ADLs, the activities of daily living, whether it's toileting, dressing, showering, things like that, things that we have to do every single day to function independently. Okay. So in an inpatient setting, we'll work to regain all of those skills. And then after that, we'll kind of return to home or go into a more advanced setting to get more rehab services. And then another setting will be like a swing bed setting. So that's also in the hospital, but it's more, we focus more on regaining those function, but we'll be more advanced. So we'll work on doing all those ADLs, the toileting, the dressing, the showering, but we'll also add in the instrumental activities of daily living, the more advanced skills. So caring for others, cleaning, cooking, financial management, and medication management. Those are things that PT will also work on, but OT will kind of go into greater details, working on those fine motor skills if we need them, just making sure the patient is safe to discharge to home or wherever they may be going to. So that's kind of what we do in the hospital setting, and then also in the clinic, we'll do outpatient settings. So that's when our patients are still living at home, but they're coming into the clinic for services. So there we'll kind of work on, again, whether it's an accident or some kind of decrease in function, a hand, elbow, shoulder injury. They often have decreased motion or decreased strength. So those types of things we'll work on strengthening, regaining that function for those motions and also doing those activities of daily living type things. Mm-hmm. And also returning back to work in that outpatient setting.
Okay. Justine, I know everyone's different. It takes longer sometimes. How do you graduate from occupational therapy?
So although we can be in many different settings, the process for occupational therapy will be the same for the most part. So we'll have that initial eval. We'll do the assessments. We'll figure out kind of the goals for that person. We'll figure out where they're having troubles, where they're kind of decreased in that ADL or IDL function that we kind of talked about before. So we'll make those goals. And then we can start our treatment plan. So we'll start our sessions, whether it's one time a week, every single day of the week. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So we'll work on those goals and then through our treatment plan. And then we'll reassess when the time comes, to see how they are making progress. If they've met all of our goals, that's when we kind of go to that discharge or that graduation for occupational therapy.
Okay. All right, real good, Justine. If you're just tuning in to Wellness Wednesday, we are visiting with Justine Flatham. Justine's an occupational therapist at Johnson Memorial Health Services in Dawson. And Justine, what kind of services do you offer?
Well, we'll do really anything. It depends on the diagnosis, the type of patient coming in. So I talked about inpatient settings, the swing bed setting, and also outpatient setting. We also go into the care center, so we'll work on stroke, we'll work on a hip replacement, a knee replacement, a shoulder replacement, all those types of things, just to get them back into that independence, that regaining that function that they kind of lost before. We'll also do cognitive testing in the care center, so dementia or Alzheimer's types of things. If there's a decrease in cognitive function, we'll see that. We can test for it and complete the assessments to see where they fall within that dementia category, and then we can make a treatment plan from there and then kind of help not really regain those skills at that point, but learn how to compensate and live with that function so they can be as independent and have a better quality of life.
Okay. I know you're part of a rehabilitation team at Johnson Memorial Health Services. Who are the others that work in your department?
Yeah, so in a hospital or a clinic setting like I'm at, we'll work with the PTs, we'll work with speech therapists, we'll work with all the nurses, the doctors. Being in a close community, we have a very good communication with all of our doctors, and really everyone in the hospital comes together to make sure everyone at Johnson Memorial is getting the service they deserve.
Okay. All right. Did we touch on everything then, Justine, during Occupational Therapy Month?
The only setting we didn't talk about was in the school. So okay. I do work at the hospital and the clinic, but I also offer services through the school. So I'm contracted out to Dawson Boyd School, and I work there 2.5 days out of the week. So I see anywhere from a preschooler up to a senior, again, working on a variety of things depending on the kiddo that I see. So we'll work on behavioral regulation, we'll work on attention, we'll work on sequencing, making sure kids are doing things in the correct order, making sure they're following directions, and we'll also go through coping skills. So if someone has anxiety or one of the students has anxiety, we'll figure out how to get them to be able to function and pay attention in class and gain and learn as much as they can throughout the class.
Oh, real good. What do you like about your job, Justine?
There's so many things to like about occupational therapy, but being in a small community like this, I get to see so many different things and work with a variety of patients every single day. So I'm always busy and always on my toes, ready for the next patient to walk through the door.
Something different every day then, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, real good. Well, thank you for the work that you do, Justine, and celebrate Occupational Therapy Month this month.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Thanks, Justine.
Thank you.
Yep, that's Justine Flatham, occupational therapist at Johnson Memorial Health Services. And this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.